So Lost Transmissions, Simon Pegg was on the show last week talking about this. It came out to on streaming services this week. It's a dramatic feature by Catherine O'Brien, fictional but based on real life events and characters from Catherine O'Brien's own life. So Simon Pegg is Theo, who's a music producer who we meet charming everyone at a party, sitting at the piano playing. He's funny, he's witty. He gets Juno Temple's character, I think she's called Hannah, up to the piano, and he says, look, sing a song. That's how you become a member of this society. You sing a song. And she sings a Daniel Johnson song, True Love Will Find You in the End, which kind of tells us something about where the story is going, because the choice of Daniel Johnson is very kind of significant. And he hears something in her voice and he offers to record her, and they become close, and he's brilliant and he's funny. But he's also paranoid schizophrenic, who has come off his medication. And when he comes off his medication, he starts to hear messages in radio signals. He thinks that time is unraveling. He becomes obsessed with finding the princess of time, who he thinks he has to find in order to restore harmony to the world. And Juno Temple's character is new to this and doesn't know what's going on with him. But his friends have all seen it before. They know that the only way he's really going to get help is to be taken back to London, where he has family and where he can get the medical attention that he needs, because he's not getting it in America. And over the course of the drama, she starts to fall in line with that and to understand that this new friend who she, you know, she loves platonically, she really cares for, but she needs to be one of the people helping get him back to London. Here's a clip.
Hey, what is your gut telling you? You have to trust that feeling. Please, Theo. Please let me help you.
Okay. Okay. If you want to help me, get me out of here.
Yes. You just have to agree to go to London.
No. I'm not going back to London!
Okay. Okay. Tried.
Okay. Goodbye.
And the reason he won't go back to London, as he explains, is he says, if I go back, it'll create a ripple. And she says, what do you mean a ripple? He says, it'll create a ripple in time. And so he has this kind of this whole fictional narrative about what's going on in the world and about his role in the world and these radio signals that he's getting. It's a strange little film. It's been playing sort of, you know, art house circuit and festivals for quite some time. What I like about it is I think it's a fairly honest and truthful portrayal of a particular form of schizophrenia that doesn't demonize it, nor does it pretend that it is the key to his brilliance. It's not one of those films that kind of romanticizes him, you know, being off his medication and having to deal with all this, ideas that he can't control. It's a film that deals very honestly with his condition and also imagines that he is a brilliant producer. I mean, we see him working in the studio, working his magic. There is one fantastic scene in which he starts mixing a track by this band who aren't any good. He tells them they aren't any good, but he starts mixing it. And you see him, and I actually believed Simon Pegg at the desk. He said he knows his way around a mixing desk, and he does. And I believed him. And he produces this thing which actually sounds great. And then he becomes obsessed with a particular frequency within the thing, and he starts to mess the mix up. And I thought that scene played very well. And I thought Simon Pegg did very well. Juno Temple is great in pretty much everything. I mean, the character that she's playing has been on antidepressants for ages. She's fearful of coming off them. And we get a sense of that fear. But we also get a sense of, you know, her belief that what Theo needs is to be on his medication. It may be that she needs to be off her medication, but he needs to be on his medication. And that stuff is balanced very well. As I said, I think the recording studio stuff is well done. It's very hard to have scenes of people recording, producing music. I mean, I was thinking of examples being, you know, Telstar, which is, you know, Joe Meek, which is adapted from a stage play, and Love and Mercy, which is the Brian Wilson story, both of which I like those films very much. The idea of somebody reaching for an ethereal sound that they're trying to achieve through very down-to-earth technology is a fascinating thing, but it's very hard to dramatize. I think this gets it very well. The problem with the film, to some extent, is that there are times that you are left wondering why it is that Juno Temple's character has made such a connection with Theo and why it is that she sees him as her problem, because his behavior when he's off his meds is so out of line and actually endangering and she has known him for a relatively short period of time, there are times when I found myself wondering why it was that she was so invested in basically giving up everything about her own life to fix his life. That said, it has stayed with me since I first saw it, and there are many moments in it that were truthful. I like the relationship between them. I like the fact that it's a believable platonic relationship between these two characters, and I think their two performances are very good. It's a strange, odd little movie, but I think its heart is in the right place, and I think it approaches its subject matter with tact and sensitivity.